This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Joe Cook. Great barbecue doesn't come easy. Few people know that better than Chris Lilly, the pitmaster for Big Bob Gibson's Barbecue. I caught up with him at Gibson's Danville Road location. We're standing in front of a smoker full of chickens, and you can hear him stoking the fire as a fan circulates air through the smoker. Lilly is also a four-time grand champion at the prestigious Memphis in May barbecue competition. You might ask yourself, can barbecue be competitive? Really?
So you just won Memphis in May for the record fourth time, and was it in, it was in pork?
Yeah, whole pork shoulder is what we cooked in. Memphis in May, there's three professional categories. There's whole hog, ribs, and pork shoulder. You can only choose one. You choose your best. Our best is pork shoulder because that's one meat that we've been cooking here at Big Bob Gibson since 1925. We cook whole pork shoulder every day here, so it's something we're used to, and that's what we've been cooking at Memphis. We're fortunate enough this year to win our eighth world championship with our pulled pork and fourth grand champion overall at the Memphis in May World Championships.
So what got you interested in the first place doing barbecue?
You know, I've got childhood memories. I think back to when myself and my father, we used to walk down the road to the old barbecue shack, and the guy was burning down his hardwood and shoveling coals underneath the meat, you know, and the smell and the sight of him doing that certainly brings back memories. You know, I've got memories in the backyard with my father cooking on the old cast aluminum charcoal grill. So it's something that I grew up with, and but I would almost call it fate. I met my wife at in college, and it just turns out her great-grandfather was Big Bob Gibson. So I married into this wonderful family, and after college really got into barbecue. Say 1991, I started in the business and haven't looked back since.
Now, just regular backyard barbecuing, grilling, what is one of the most common mistakes that people make when they're actually barbecuing?
There's several in the backyard. One is generally the small cut meats like pork chops, steaks, chicken breasts, and things like that. They cook too long and overcook it. And the bigger cuts, pork butt, beef brisket, ribs, and things like that that take a long time, they undercook them. They take them off too soon before they get to their optimum tenderness. What I say do in the backyard, and charcoal is my big thing. I love the flavor you can get with charcoal above gas or propane. I build a two-zone fire. I push all my charcoal to one side of the cooker and create a zone of direct heat directly over the coals, and then an indirect zone away from the coals. So I've got versatility. That way, if I'm cooking steaks and chops and chicken, I can cook directly over the hot coals. But then if they're not quite ready yet, but the outside is perfect, then I'll shift them indirect heat, shut the lid, and almost bake them through. That's a secret you can use with like thick steaks. Your thinner steaks, directly over the fire for the entire period. But if you get a big thick filet mignon and you're grilling that and the outside is perfectly charred, you don't want to burn the outside before the inside gets perfectly done, whatever temperature you're going for. Move it away from the fire, close the grill lid, and then cook it from all sides in direct heat. Your big meats, you want to stay away from the coals. You want to get those over indirect heat away from the coals and cook at a lower temperature for a longer period of time. I would also advise at home, get an internal meat thermometer and cook your chicken breasts up to 160 degrees. Cook your pork chops up to, say, 150, 150 to 5 degrees. Many people don't realize the USDA just came out a couple years ago with new internal temperatures on pork. It is safe to eat pork at 145 degrees internal temperature for your whole muscles like steaks and chops and tenderloins and things. Your bigger meats, your pork butts, I go up to 195 internal temperature. So it's just knowing when to pull the meat off the grill. And I tell you, the internal meat thermometer sure helps.
When you're looking for a good piece of meat to either grill or smoke, what is your criteria? What do you look for? What makes a good piece of quality meat for you to barbecue?
Definitely the number one is marbling. Okay, so if you're going and you're picking out beef, for example, you want the fat marbling throughout the meat. A lot of people go for the really lean things. The leaner the meat, the less flavor you're going to get, because actually the fat will collect the flavor and you'll actually have more flavor and moisture within your meat. So as far as beef goes, look for marbling. Pork is the same. You want to look for marbling throughout the meat. Also in pork, color is important. You want to stay away from the light pink pork chops. You want to select a pork chop that is more reddish pink than pinkish red. You do this because the darker the red pork chops, you're going to have more moisture retention, more water retention in your meat, so it's not going to dry out as fast. The really light pink, pale pink stuff, very little water retention.
Now, let's go back to marbling. I know what marbling is, but let's say that I don't. Explain marbling.
Look inside the meat, not the fat on the outside of the meat, the fat caps and anything like that. You can be indifferent about that. But look inside the meat. And what you want to see is little white striations through the meat. And that is the fat marbling throughout the meat. If it's perfectly red and no little white strands going through the meat, it's a fairly lean meat. And it's not going to cook up quite as juicy and moist and tender or flavorful.
What's your favorite piece of meat to cook? I know shoulder is your specialty, pork shoulder. Do you have another preference?
You know, it's one of those, I love pork, anything pork. And we do ribs and whole pork shoulder every day here in the restaurant. So it's one of those things, I cook it every day. So it's not like, it's not my absolute favorite thing. Hey, let's jump into this and cook something, because, you know, I do it a lot. I would say more like a pork tenderloin or maybe a rack of pork, which would be the loin with the rib bones and things like that. So a whole rack of pork, I absolutely love to cook. And you'll often find me in the backyard cooking fish and stuff directly on the grill as well. Trout in a cast iron skillet on the coals, a bacon crusted cedar plank salmon, lobster tail. So I like a lot of seafood in my backyard as well.
Take us through a process of seasoning, smoking a brisket.
Okay. A brisket, and that's something that Big Bob Gibson never used to serve, but when I started here, it's a cut that I wanted to include. We did whole, we call them heads of beef. They're actually shoulder quad, but I wanted to switch over to the brisket. We've been doing that several years now, and what we want to do is put a nice dry rub on that beef. Put the dry rub and smoke it for an extended period of time, 225 degrees. We want to go close to 6 hours on that before we check the doneness with just that dry rub on it. Typically next, I will put it in a pan, pour a little seasoning in the bottom of the pan, and then finish it out. What I'm doing here is I'm collecting the jus and the drippings from the brisket. So we can take those drippings and then work it back on top of the brisket after we slice it and give it to the public. So it's fairly simple. It's just about a good quality dry rub. It is cooking at a low temperature for an extended period of time and knowing when to pull that brisket.
Now with your pork shoulders and your pork butts, do you inject any of your meat here?
At the restaurant, we do not. We use a dry rub. We rub them down, put them on low and slow for a long period of time. In competition, because you know so many of the judges will want some of the meat down near the bone, and we want to carry flavor all the way through. I will inject with just a light apple juice based brine, nothing too special, but injection and dry rub in the competitions. And one other thing is I use the exact same dry rub that I use in the restaurants, I use in competition on my pork. So it's competition is basically our same flavor profile that we use at Big Bob Gibson's, just intensified a little bit.
Say you're in competition cooking, example, Memphis in May. What's your preparation for that?
Oh, goodness. Preparation for Memphis in May or any competition, one, I only cook about 4 contests a year. They're always the biggest ones. But I like to touch base with people that run the circuit and cook competitions every weekend to see if there might be any judging changes or judges, you know, if they're liking, you know, sweet a little bit more, if they're liking vinegar a little bit more. So I try to get a gauge of what is scoring well on the competition circuit. That's number one. Secondly, I look back at past results and see if there's some recipes that I need to tweak that maybe haven't scored as well in the past, or a particular item that that I need to work on. There's a cooking circuit called KCBS out there with it. You have to cook chicken, brisket, ribs, and pork butt. So there's several categories out there I can tweak, and I do that right here in the restaurant, whether it's change a dry rub minutely or work on a different flavored sauce. I can do all that here in the restaurant. So practice is another big thing, because as few a contest as I cook, I've got to put in my time at the grill in order to finish well.
Looking at these shows that are on TV now, like Barbecue Pitmasters, I saw you on there one time doing some judging. How intense and how competitive are those events?
Oh, they're competitive. Some of those most competitive people in the world are barbecue cookers, you know. But at the same time, there's a camaraderie. It's the people love to do. It's hanging out with their friends around the charcoal grill on the weekends, whether it be cooking in the backyard or cooking competitively. So they love to do it. But I tell you, when there's a title on the line or a little money on the line, it gets competitive. So these people, they're out to win it.
Chris Lilly, we appreciate your time, man. Thank you for inviting us back in your kitchen. I know a lot of people don't get back here. But congratulations on your wins, and good luck to you and your business.
Well, you're a special crew, so y'all invited in my kitchen anytime. I appreciate the invitation to come on the show. I've certainly enjoyed it, and hopefully we'll catch up soon.
That's Grand Champion Pitmaster Chris Lilly of Big Bob Gibson's Barbecue. He has a new recipe book titled Fire and Smoke, A Pitmaster's Secrets.
Barbecue!
Yes, Master.
I swear that it never fails. And the sauce Mama makes just stays there forever if you dare to get it under your nails.
So get the
frown off your face. We're gonna replace it with a grin and a dream come true.
With a pretty girl dancing to jug band music.
And a mess of Mama's barbecue.
That's a pretty girl dancing to jug band music.
And a mess of Mama's mess of Mama's barbecue.
A mess of Mama's barbecue.